been waiting for a day like this to come, struck like lightning. My heart's beating like a drum on the edge of something wonderful. Face to face with changes, what's it all about? Life is crazy, but I know I can work it out, 'cause I got you to live it with.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J., Trisha, Eric Reinert. And this is a great song from...
That you don't know?
I do know this one. I love it. Joseph, do the honors before I say whose hour this is.
Take on the World, Sabrina Carpenter, the theme song for Girl Meets World, of course, the sequel series to Boy Meets World. Of course, we're going to get a lot of that. Full House, Fuller House, Girl Meets World, great show on the Disney Channel currently airing.
Excellent. And this hour brought to you by, yes, our friend Alexander's All Care Automotive, 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix. Really a great trustworthy guy. You want that in your auto mechanic. 602-956-3781. Back to you, Joseph.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was entertaining our meerkat.
Yeah, you were singing.
You're practicing to lip sync on Jimmy Kimmel.
Right.
Or no, I mean Jerry Fallon. Sorry, I can't even
Jerry
speak.
Jerry Seinfeld.
On Fallon's show.
Jerry Springer, you mean.
No, you know what?
That's Jerry Springer.
I don't want to be on no Jerry show. I want to be on Tia's show.
Oh, I tell you. Oh, man, she knows how to cook.
Yes, she knows how to cook. She knows how to act.
And she's hot.
Yeah, of course.
Wow, a woman saying that, but we agree.
And what a coincidence. We have Tia Mowry. Thank you
no
so much
way.
For joining
we have
us.
Her.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, we're.
Thank you for being on.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh my gosh, thank you for all the nice compliments. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely,
no, it's completely our pleasure. You know, of course, you've got Instant Mom coming back on Saturday, September 19th, and so very exciting.
I know. I mean, we're you know so excited. We're going into our third year. We're on a new network, TV Land, which is amazing and great. And like you said, the show. You know, the new season, I guess, you know, the third season, the first episode airs September 19th at 8 o'clock. And this is such a great family fun show. And we're having a lot of fun with it.
And, of course, Stephanie Phillips is your character. I mean, so if people have not seen Instant Mom yet, yes. and we want to make sure that they tune in, tell us a little bit about Stephanie. Who would you say that she is?
Well, basically, Stephanie Phillips, she was just kind of like fun, not really party girl, but she was the girl that would like to hang out with her friends. She's the fashionista, you know, hang out at the bar, and then she ended up, you know, falling in love with, you know, her husband, who's played by Michael Boltman, who's a little older than her, who basically, you know, has three kids. So now that she's married to him, she's kind of like become this instant mom. So she's trading her margaritas, you know, for, I guess, carpools. and, you know, she's kind of like a fish out of water because, you know, this is new to her. But, you know, she wants to be the best mom that she can possibly be. And this show has a lot of heart. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, she's not your typical mom. She's fun. She's crazy. She's wacky. And, you know, the kids are so incredibly talented. And then also we have Shirley Ralph on the show who plays my mother, who's, you know, hilarious and funny and just great.
That's excellent. Well, you know, I will tell you, Tia, I was talking during the break to some of our people that are watching on Meerkat. I have to give the biggest shout out to you and your siblings.
Aww.
And to your parents, because I think that they must have had a lot to do with it. You guys are so incredible. We met Taj when he was here for the Super Bowl.
Oh, what a talented guy.
Yeah,
so nice
But all of you are so real, so down to earth, so grounded, and so freaking talented. I am amazed at how talented you are. I mean, and smart. Like I said, you got your degree from Pepperdine. So just really quick, because you're playing this instant mom, which a lot of people are finding themselves in that situation where they marry into a family and you kind of have to get used to the change of the dynamics and everything. And I love the way that you're playing this character that can be funny but also shows that heart and that it's so endearing to me. What would you say if there was one thing that you could pass on to people out there? Because I think you're an incredible mom, too, from what
I
hear.
Oh, my gosh, thank you. I think, you know, I think for me, you know, forgive yourself. I think, you know, we always kind of, like, try to, I know me, I want to be the best mom that I can possibly be. But, you know, we're all human. There are some days, you know, I'm going to be working. There are some days where I'm going to be spending loads of time with my son. And on those days, you know, sometimes you feel guilty as a mom. But I want to be that, you know, example to my son. I want to show him that you have to work hard for, you know, whatever you want in life. And, you know, sometimes I'll feel guilty about working, but it's okay. Forgive yourself. You're human. So yeah, maybe I would say that. Be true to who you are. Never be afraid to be yourself. Be around positive people. So maybe just stuff like that.
You know, I think that shows incredible insight because as you were saying that, I thought, you know, so many of these people, you know, coming to my mind, of course, are ex-Disney stars that have become super duper famous and they want to break out of that Disney role model. And they go so far the other way. And I think sometimes it's because I'm not that perfect person. So they just go so far the other way. I love that insight. That's incredible.
Aw, thank you. Oh, thank you.
And you know, Tia, you know, what's amazing, and because I think it's the third season
third
you're going
season,
into, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so it's amazing how sitcoms start off, I mean, think your first year, you're trying to find your footing, and then each year, the stories seem to get a little more endearing and serious. I mean, I think that's something that we found with things like, you know, we were talking about Girl Meets World, with Boy Meets World, the entire show kind of changed. I mean, Sister, you guys got into, you know, deeper storylines because the characters mean more. So do you think that you're kind of finding that as you're going on with this show as well?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think what's so cool about, you know, Instant Mom is it's a real show. And kind of like what we were saying before, it's really nice to see a show where there's relatability. Mm-hmm. And this is a blended family, and a lot of that's happening right now. But what I like about it is it's positive. It's not just kind of, you know, focusing on, you know, the struggles, or, you know, having a blended family can't necessarily work. It can, and I think that's just what's so, you know, refreshing about, you know, I guess this show, Instant Mom, or, you know, just even shows like Sister, Sister. It's really nice to see television shows, you know, that have a positive outlook and a positive take on family, on friendships, on love, on sisterhood, you know, just stuff like that. And I think I just feel so blessed to, you know, just continue to do what I love to do. And, you know, whatever I'm passionate about, you know, that's what I'm going to do. And I just feel like with me, art imitates life, or life imitates, you know, art. And I'm a mom, I'm a new mom, and be able to, you know, I guess take my personal experiences and apply it to the role and the character or whatever I'm doing, whether, you know, it was on Sister or now it's on Instant Mom, or, you know, now that I'm doing this cooking show, I mean, I'm a mom who cooks for, you know, her family. It's just very refreshing, and I feel very blessed to, you know, be able to do that and have an outlet for that. So,
And Tia, it sounds like you really have a great picture of why you're here on Earth. I mean, you know,
that's so sweet. Thank you.
Hey, we're only speaking our observations.
Yeah,
you are the one who's so incredible.
Oh,
and
we're
not saying this to blow up your head.
Yeah.
Obviously. No, yeah. No. And I have to say, I give a lot of credit to my parents, kind of like what you guys were saying before. I mean, you know, I have parents, both were, you know, in the Army. My mother was a drill sergeant. My dad was a first sergeant. And, you know, we grew up with respecting. It was all about character. It was, you know, all about integrity. And, you know, there were times when I'm, you know, working on Sister Sister as a child and you're making money, but that was just a job. My mom and my dad wanted to make sure that, you know, she was like, look, guys, this is just a job. When you come home, you're a child and you have chores. I mean, I would have to still clean the kitchen. I would, you know, my mom and my dad, they really made sure that we were still kids. And, you know, it's all about integrity. It's all about character. And that's what's more important than anything. So I give a lot of credit to my parents. So.
Well, and what I was getting at is that you so clearly know your roles, but even though some of your, they're all important to you, they're probably all precious to you, but is there one role, like your purpose on earth, like to send a message to help people change paths to something more, like goodness, wholesomeness, that type of thing?
One role in regards to just my life in general.
Yeah, do you have a main purpose that beyond being an actress that really wants to send a message to people to really live their lives at a meaningful level?
Oh my gosh, this is like such an amazing interview and I really love it. I think, you know, life is short. And everything that we do in life, we should, you know, I think just really be grateful. My role and my job is to be an example and to help, to encourage, to nurture, to, you know, just kind of be that example for my son, be that example for my husband, my family, and just, you know, people who are going to be here when I'm not. You know, because like I said, life is beautiful. And, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize that, you know, it is short. And we have to just really embrace love, be kind. I really feel like sometimes we've just lost a lot of, you know, compassion in this world. I mean, and I really want to try to get that back. And how I do that is I have to be an example myself. And I'm just here to, you know, make everyone's life, you know, great and wonderful. And I know life gets hard at times, but I always choose to, you know, try to focus on the positive, and just really, you know, be that example. To just make this world a better place, whether that's in the mom community. And that's one of the main reasons why I wanted to do a cooking show. Like I said, everything comes out of passion. Within the mom community, a lot of moms are like, I want to, you know, make sure I'm feeding my child, you know, the best foods and healthy foods so he can be healthy and have a long, prosperous life. And how do we do that? And how do we balance, you know, being a mom and providing for our children, you know, trying to send them to the best schools and giving them the best life, you know, that they can have. And if I can help in any kind of way, whether that's make people laugh, whether that's make people smile, if they're going through anything that they're going through, whether that's, you know, health issues, you know, because a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, I watch your show when I'm, you know, in the hospital or whatever, and you just put a smile on my face, just stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the reason why I do what I do. It's, yes, I enjoy it. I enjoy going to work. I enjoy acting. It's something that I enjoy doing. But where I get real fulfillment is, you know, when I help people, when I nurture people, and, you know, make people smile, because life is beautiful.
Oh, yes.
That's wonderful.
Well, now, I have a question for you, because some people might be listening and saying, well, yeah, that's easy for you to say. You've lived this charmed life. You know,
yeah.
You grew up in this picture-perfect family, or whatever people might be saying. Is there, and I know you came on to be talking about your show, so I might be taking you way off topic here, but that's the breakthrough part of the entertainment. But would you say that there is a particular instance where you had a real challenge in your life and you needed to make a choice about how you were going to respond to that challenge, whether it be being asked to take a role that you didn't think fit into your philosophy or something like that? Do you have one example that you could share with our audience and about, you know, how you felt about it and how you made the decision which way to go?
Yeah, I think for me, one of the hardest challenges that I had would have to be a part of just growing pains in general. Mm-hmm. And I think this could be, you know, a relatable story for a lot of, you know, I guess people out there listening. You know, I was coming off of a show, Sister Sister, and like you guys said, a lot of times, mm-hmm. You know, what happens is a lot of child actors, they get used to that lifestyle, which is working, making money, and then, you know, when it's over, it's over. And I thank God that my mom was like, you know, Tia, this is a job. You know, don't kind of get so attached to the lifestyle. But anyway, my point is that the challenge was, you know, what do I do after this?
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to go to college. I decided to learn about myself, you know, and it was just such a great experience for me. I guess what I'm trying to say is it's like you have to start from the bottom and work your way up again. I was on a show for 6 years, Sister Sister. I hadn't been on another television show for another maybe 6 years because I ended up booking the game in 2005, I think, and Sister Sister ended in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that was a little challenging. It was like, what do I do? But what I did was I went to college. I gave myself time to learn about myself. I took myself out of my comfort zone. Does that make sense?
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, when you're an actor, child actor, things are given to you, you know,
yeah.
you're kind of living that perfect life in a way. You're making money. You're, you know, driving around in limos, you know, and then all of a sudden it's gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're back in reality. You're back to reality. And so, you know, I went to college. I traveled the world in regards to getting away from my comfort zone. I, like, was away from my family. I grew up, but I allowed myself to grow up at a nice pace. I didn't rush myself. And then what I did was I worked hard, you know. I finished college. I graduated. That was hard. It wasn't easy. And then I just got focused. And then moved to Studio City and got an apartment and started, you know, going to acting classes again and said, you know, this is what I want to do. Made sure I was, you know, around people who were uplifting and positive and uplifting with, you know, what I wanted to do with my career. And I decided, you know, this is what I want to do. I want to act. So I think that was pretty challenging for me, you know, trying to, I guess, tell the world that I'm no longer a child actor. I am, you know, I can go on to do other things.
You are multifaceted.
And definitely.
And that's a great lesson to you for the audience because you've created the life that you want. And through
yeah.
hard work and through choices, good choices, mm-hmm. knowing that your identity at one time wasn't just being an actor, but
yeah.
now a college student, now a college graduate. So I
yeah.
commend you for that. I so much appreciate you. This is one of the best interviews we've ever had. As a
really? Oh, my God. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Inspirational, motivational. You, the listeners, I know will be many will be helped, if not all, of course, by your words of wisdom. Thank you so much.
And I think
oh
your parents
God.
Should write a parenting book.
I, you know,
actually,
I
you did the pregnancy time. Book.
I told them, Vinny, I was like, guys, you got to do it because, you know, we need it. We need, you know, parents, they need that guidance, you know, and it's, you know, being a child actor, it is hard. And I am very grateful that I have parents like my mom and dad that were able to, you know, parent us.
Yes.
Through being child stars. So.
And Tia Mowry, we're just so grateful to have you
yes.
have had you on the show. We welcome you anytime again soon. And thank you so much for Instant Mom. It's Saturday, September 19th. Everyone, check it out.
Thank you, guys.
And your cooking show on the Food Network.
Yes, the cooking show
yes.
as well. We love food.
Oh, on the cooking channel.
It's cooking channel.
Cooking channel. I'm sorry. I said food channel.
That's okay. That's okay.
We got food on the brain. Thank you so much, Tia.
Okay. Bye.
Take bye care. Bye. Thank you, Tia.
She's so awesome.
Yes, that was
she
great.
She is delightful. I got to tell you, what a great inspirational story, words of wisdom.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
I agree. So let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back with another guest for our fall TV preview here on Breakthrough Entertainment. So the song that's going to take us into our break is from Unbreakable, Kimmy Schmidt. You ever see that one?
Who's Kimmy Schmidt?
Kimmy Schmidt. Schmidt.
Easy for you to say.
I don't know a Kenny
White
Schmidt.
Dudes hold the record for creepy crimes. Females are strong as...
Unbreakable. Ah, and this is 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
They come out their hole, look around, like a bunch of ducks in 20 fields. And I said,